Pro-RFK Jr. Coalition Group launched to support RFK Jr. nomination as HHS Secretary. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 29, 2025. A coalition group was launched in support of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. In a press release on Wednesday, the Patient First Coalition, PFC, announced its launch as Kennedy had his confirmation hearing before the Senate. PFC explained that the group would be the largest and strongest outside group urging support for RFK's nomination and enactment of the Make America Healthy Agenda, MAHA, over the next 4 years. With its launch, PFC will start operating a real-time war room during Kennedy's confirmation hearings and will work to put pressure on Republican senators that are uncommitted on voting in favor of Kennedy to lead the HHS through grassroots activism and surrogate-earned media. PFC is managed by a national association management firm with 4 senior operatives, according to the press release. The group is being managed by a national association management firm with 4 senior operatives. Executive director and longtime Trump outside advisor Shannon Burns, political campaign and communications vet Matt Makowiak, federal lobbyist Jim Frog and health policy expert Jeff Cantor. Tens of millions of Americans have been desperately hoping for an agenda that puts patient health first and ends policies that are making American adults and children unhealthy, Shannon Burns said in a statement. In addition to PFC being managed by a national association firm, the coalition's leadership consists of 16 members made up of renowned subject area experts from all aspects of health and wellness, along with 15 lead ambassadors working directly with over 200 subject area ambassadors. Matt Makowiak, one of the 4 senior operatives leading PFC, explained that the group would be promoting what HHS Secretary-designee Kennedy actually believes and what the Trump MAHA agenda actually is. Powerful interests have gotten fat and happy off the misery of millions of Americans, Makowiak added. It is time for the silent majority to get loud and demand change. We will help them make their voices heard. The launch of PFC comes as Kennedy's confirmation hearings began, with him explaining that Trump had asked him to end the chronic disease epidemic and make America healthy again, adding that unless the United States solves that problem, all other health-related issues will get worse. During Kennedy's confirmation hearing, he also stated that the Trump administration would reverse the chronic disease epidemic and explained that healthcare costs are so high in the U.S. because of the chronic disease epidemic. The CDC says 90% of healthcare spending goes toward managing chronic disease, which hits lower-income Americans the hardest, Kennedy explained. The president's pledge is not to make some Americans happy again, healthy again, but to make all of our people healthy again. Kennedy, who has been critical of highly processed foods and food additives, fluoride in public water systems, and childhood vaccines, also noted during the hearing that he wasn't trying to take away people's McDonald's or Hostess Twinkies, but rather that people should know what the impacts of eating those types of food are on their health. If confirmed to lead the HHS, Kennedy would oversee the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the National Institutes of Health.